From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's your Grand Ole Opry starring Cowboy Copas.
You don't have to be a baby to cry. All you need is for love to go wrong. You don't have to be a baby to cry. Or to lie awake the whole night long. When you leave me, my golden rainbow disappears. Then you leave me, a broken heart that's full of tears. These ain't raindrops in my eye, why should I lie? You don't have to be a baby to cry.
Welcome to all our Grand Ole Opry neighbors. Grant Turner, tell the folks who's with us tonight.
Boy, I sure will, Cope, because there's plenty of picking and singing and fun with Rod Brasfield, Minnie Pearl, Grandpa Jones, Del Wood, the Opry Dancers, and the entire Opry gang.
And for some extra fine country singing, I invited over our old friend Carl Butler and the Webster Brothers. Yes, sir! Yes, sir. Carl and the gang will be out here with us in just a moment. But first, we got to make room for one of the greatest song killers of all time. And if you don't believe me, you ought to hear him sing Josephus and Bo Hunkus. He's the Hohenwald Flash, Rodley Brasfield. Here he is.
Mr. Copas?
Howdy, Rod.
By Ned, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
Your Bo Hunkus Joseph. Shut up. That's, you ought to ask you something, Copas.
All right.
You know what they call them last three hairs in the end of a cat's tail?
Come to think of it, Rod, I don't believe I do. What do they call it?
Cat hair.
Dog!
Boy, that just killed me to get one like that on you when you're fixing to make a trip like you're fixing.
I'll fix you.
You ought to have been with me this week, buddy.
Where was you at?
I've been up to visit with my Uncle Sipe Maid Sap up there in Missouri.
How are them scallywags?
Oh, they're just doing fine. She had a birthday the other day, and he went and bought her a birthday present, see?
Well, bless her.
Bought her one of these your big electric washing machines.
Good, that's fine.
And that poor old thing didn't know what it was for. She thought it was a bathtub, I reckon.
Oh, no.
Tried to take a bath in it.
She did.
Them paddles like to beat her to death.
Well, I...
It bruised her somewhat.
Yeah.
And just took all the hide off of her otherwise.
Oh,
she got even with him, though.
How was that?
Well, the other day she cooked dinner and she cooked corn on the cob.
Yeah.
And then hit his false teeth.
Oh!
She's got a good job, though, now, Cope.
Is that right?
Ain't Sam's got a good job now.
Yeah?
She's working in a bottle factory.
Working in a bottle factory?
That's right.
Boy, I'll bet she's a corker.
Woo! Well, yeah, that's right. He never could stop her.
No!
She was fussing at him the other day, and he got just plumb mad at her.
Is see? That right?
Yeah, and he told her, he said, Sap, if you don't shut up, I'm going to knock you so flat that they can play you for a Victrola record.
Just like a pancake.
Yeah, and she said, well, any time you do, brother, you're going to hear your master's voice. He went out with some of the boys the other night down there.
He did.
Yeah, and got a little bit too much out there, good old Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
And she'd been trying to get him to quit drinking. He'd drinking a little bit too much, you
just
know.
Just a little dab.
She'd tried every way in the world to get him to quit drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, tried to be kind and nice to him.
Didn't do
nothing.
No
help. So she decided she'd try to scare it out of him.
Oh, is that right?
So she got a big old bed sheet and put over and got out there in the front yard right behind one of them arborvitae bushes.
Yeah.
And he comes staggering in there and she jumped out in front of him and says, "Boo!" He said, "Boo yourself. Who are you?" She says, "I'm the devil." He says, "Well, shake hands. I married your sister."
No!
Say, Culp, why do you think the Opry has been so popular so long?
Because it offers the people the kind of enjoyment they like.
Well, you know, that's one way of explaining Prince Albert's popularity, too. Year in and year out, Prince Albert smoking tobacco gives pipe smokers the kind of smoking enjoyment they want. Cool and comfortable, mild and tasty, PA is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And Prince Albert's own special process holds and heightens the rich natural flavor of mellow ripe tobacco.
And PA is crimped cut, so it packs neat and firm in your pipe. Smokes smooth and long burning. No wonder it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
So all you pipe and makings men, enjoy natural tobacco taste. Get Prince Albert and see why PA is taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco. That's Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Well, let's dust off the welcome mat and open the door wide and say hello to our special guest for the night. He's a fine fellow. He sings a fine country song. Here it is, Carl Butler and the Webster Brothers. A nice welcome. Carl, welcome back to the Grand Ole Opry, son.
Thank you, Copas. It's always nice to visit with the gang here on the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, it's been an awfully long while since we've seen you, Carl. How's about bringing us up to date on your singing and business?
Well, Copas, we've been busy recording, and we've been busy making some appearances over in the Carolinas and over through Virginia.
Well, that's fine, Carl, and those fine Columbia records, we want to hear a sample of them right now. Which one do you suggest?
Well, we'd like to do You'll Always Be the Only One.
Good.
Always be the only one. There's no use now to say I'm sorry, now that you've left me all alone. And though we may not meet again, dear, you'll always be the only
good, Carl.
Why don't you get yourself a partner for the next square dance? Dale Potter is fiddling right along, and we're all going to join the Grand Ole Opry square dancers. Old Joe Clark, come in here, Lou Children.
Yes, sir, if you want to dance, sir, fiddly ball, that chilly on the wrong track, a careless, circling back. Hey, let's tickle a heel, let's tickle a toe, let's grab your gal and do-si-do. Well, ladies, sir, let's get there, hold you, don't let her red humps, the humps, and hold that way. Step out, Jim, step in, grab your hole and go it again. You swing more and I'll swing low and swing the gap mark and saw it. Everybody, don't see go. Hold on, then you catch a jiggle and beat back to the center and swing your sweet and back to the pitching and beat once more. And then you grab your gal, come up four. I'll let them swing. Hell, now that you have hold your roll, grab your gal and don't see go and chase the rabbit and chase the world, chase that pretty girl around the world. Everybody swing. Well, please step out, just step in, grab your hand.
Well, this is the part of our Opry show I always look forward to. The time when we sing a spiritual song. For a little change tonight, we'd like to do a hand-clapping type spiritual for you. It's one of our newest songs. We'd like to ask all of you folks to join in and pat your hands real big and loud on the second chorus of this one titled, Don't Shake Hands with the Devil.
Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below. If he gets you in his grip, then you're bound to take a trip to that place where nobody wants to go. Just put your trust in Jesus, he'll surely make you whole. But if you trust the devil, you're bound to lose your soul. Don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with the devil, don't shake hands with that evil one below.
Something mighty important on his mind.
Say, Colt, what time of the day do you like best?
Well, Grant, any time of day suits me as long as I've got some Prince Albert and an OCB paper, then I just light up and enjoy myself.
Well, right you are. Making cigarette with PA sure tastes mighty good. You see, friends, Prince Albert is tobacco as nature meant tobacco to be. And the rich, natural flavor of this fine tobacco is held and heightened by PA's own special process. So you get a mild, tasty smoke.
Prince Albert is crimp cut, too, so it rolls neat and easy. Won't blow around or dribble out the ends.
Fellas, roll your next making cigarette with Prince Albert. Taste tested and approved by more smokers than any other smoking tobacco.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test. The fruit Prince Albert is naturally best. So easy rolling, Mormons say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, you can hear that country piano going to town in the background, and that means that we're going to get to enjoy the down yonder girl, Miss Del Wood, doing Ain't She Sweet, Miss Del Wood.
Thank you.
thank you, Dale. We really enjoyed that. Now, here comes somebody else that we always enjoy. She's our gal Saturday, the gossip of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl!
Howdy! I'm proud to be here. Well, sir, tonight y'all are gonna see a big difference in me. I've been all these years, y'all been thinking of me as a girl that just chased men. I'm different tonight. Any of you fellas want to chase me? Now listen. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to quit that chasing men. I ain't as foolish as I used to be. I ain't as giddy as I used to be. And I ain't as spry as I used to be either, I'll say that. Well, so though I tell you now, it's been windy at Grinder Switch this year past week. Woo, the wind's been blowing down there. I never seen the beat. We're going to have to get us a new calendar. The wind's done blowed 4 days out of the week. Sure. But brother got him a new job this past week. In fact, we was real proud of him at first. He got him a job as a babysitter. We had to explain to brother what a babysitter was. At first he thought it was a baby bird dog was what he thought it was. But we got him a babysitter, and it was a... The young'uns that he was hired to set with belong to Clog Sand. And he's got four little young'uns. He's got Eeny, Meeny, Miney, and Charlie. There ain't gonna be no more. Brother said that the mammy of them young'uns was awful proud of Miney. At there in the little middle in there, little Miney, you know. She said to brother, she said, he's been walking since he was 8 months old. Brother says, don't you think it's about time he sat down? Well, so though she left brother and she said that the baby's stomach was upset and she hadn't been able to keep any milk on it all day. But brother tried it and he was able to keep milk on that baby's stomach. He was able to keep a bottle of milk on that baby's stomach. He taped it on with adhesive tape. But the second job brother got this week was, he went to work down at the barber shop, a shaving folk. He done real well. He passed shaving and he passed hair cutting, but he flunked hot towels. I tell you what he done, he was shaving. He was shaving Herman Hoskett, and when he got through, well, he says to Herman, he said, Herman, he said, see, reason brother wanted to be a barber was because he likes to scrape up old acquaintances. And Herman come in, and when he got through, brother got through shaving Herman, brother said, why, Herman, what nice big dimples you got on either side of your cheek. Herman said, I ain't never had no dimples in my cheeks. Brother says, well, you have now. Bye now, see you next time.
Thank you, Minnie. You know, there's a gal who can't be beat. And our guest is a country singer that's mighty hard to beat. How'd you friends like another fine song from Carl Butler and the Webster Brothers? You like that?
All right.
Come in here, Carl.
All right, thank you, Colton. For our second number, we'd like to do one side of our new record release. We do hope the folks will enjoy Only One Heart.
My only regret is I've only one heart you can break. It's broken. If I had a million, well, I know each one that you take would keep me hearing those love words you've spoken. I've only
His good friend, Grandpa Jones.
Oh, Mama, I'm excited. I'm almost out of breath. What I saw like to made me run myself to death. I was on the mountainside when I looked down below. And glory be, I thought I'd better come and let you know. We got company coming. We got company coming. We got company coming up the road. Head down the road about a mile. They'll be here in a little while. Company coming up the road. Well, Granny, change your apron, and Willie, tie your shoe. Sally, put your best dress on, we ain't got time to lose. I'll go find the welcome mat and spread it out with cheer. I don't know yet just who they are, can't make them out from here. We got company coming, we got company coming, we got company coming up the road. Oh, they're running up the mountainside. Now, don't you run and hide. Company coming up the road. We'll run out to the hen house and ring an egg or two. We'll have chicken and dumplings and some yeller gravy too. Grandpa, get your fiddle down. They might want a tune. Everybody hurry, cause them folks will be here soon. We got company coming. We got company coming. We got company coming up the road. Well, then the Goshen's I allow. They'll be here any minute now. Company coming up the road. Company coming up the road.
Fellas, you can get a lot out of joining the National Guard. Special training, retirement benefits, good companionship. And at the same time, you'll be doing a lot for your country. The National Guard is a great part of our country's ready reserve. Do yourself a favor. Stop by your local National Guard headquarters and talk it over soon.
Well, I think maybe we'd better simmer things down a little bit, and if you friends don't mind, we'd like to do for you a ballad. It's our very latest recorded song, an old-timer one, titled Any Old Time.
Any old time you want to come back home, drop me a line and say no more you roam. You had your chance to play the game square, but when you left me, sweetheart, you only left a load of care. Now that you're down, I'm gonna stick by you. If you will only say your romance days are through, you'll find me right here like the day you left me alone. Any old time you wanna come back home,
thought I would tell you to travel on the other way. But in my memory lingers all that you once were to me. So I'm gonna give you another chance to prove what you can be. Any old time you wanna come back home, drop me a line and say the more you know. You'll find me right here, like the day you left me alone. Any old time you wanna come back home.
Well, we no sooner get started when our time's all gone. One good thing, though, we'll be coming by for you again next week in the old buckboard. At that time, the man in the driver's seat will be Ferlin Husky with his special guest, Gene Shepherd. Till then, this is Cowboy Copa saying, thanks for everything, neighbors, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Here's wonderful news for you smokers. Exciting news that's all wrapped up in a colorful new package.
That's the bright, bold, handsome new package of red, white, and gold that contains brand new Cavalier cigarettes.
You win with new Cavalier, the king-size smoke with a king-size taste.
You win with new Cavalier because the smoke feels as good as it tastes. Yes, new Cavalier gives you plenty of flavor. Naturally rich taste that draws so easy through the cooling extra length of Cavalier's top crop tobaccos. The flavor's all there.
And so is the pleasure of smooth smoke that feels good to you, smoke after smoke. The smoke feels as good as it tastes.
New Cavalier is at your dealers now in the smart new red, white, and gold pack. You're bound to win true smoking enjoyment when you get your first pack of new king-size Cavaliers. Light up and discover the wonderful difference it makes to you when
the smoke feels as good as it tastes.
This program has been brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the new NBC radio service.
WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, Tennessee.